I think the purpose of this talk was to give us, to initiate the thinking as you fill out the matrix later on, to not only think about sort of causally oriented framework, but solution oriented framework as well. So Steve Mansky from University of Waterloo.
There you go. Thank
you. Well, thanks to Diane for the setup. I think what I'm doing really is providing one example of a set of data that might go into the system that is intended to be facilitating the knowledge to action and learning from action kind of cycle. And we refer to this as the School Health Action Planning and Evaluation System, or SHAPES. Clearly, then, the school is the setting in which we're trying to understand better in order to facilitate action. I'm sorry, I should mention just PROPEL is something that will be new to those of you who know me. PROPEL is a reintroduction of our previously named center, and what I want to point to, and relevant to this particular talk, is the fact that the tagline for PROPEL is Center for Population Health Impact, and having an impact is really what we want our research and other activities to be able to address. And I wanted to simply reinforce some of the things that Harry was saying yesterday that Diane has said this morning as I start out this talk, and we'll come back to some of these as we're as I'm showing the different components of SHAPES, that we understand that in order to reduce obesity, we need sustained action. It needs to happen at multiple levels, and there are going to be multiple actors who are working at this. So it's not up to any one individual. It's not going to be a single intervention that is going to achieve it, but it needs to be an integrated set of actions. And this is learned very well from the efforts to reduce tobacco use globally. And I think that as folks who are interested in obesity, we would do well to look at where have there been successes in tobacco control and where have things fallen by the wayside with them. And a second issue from tobacco control is that science doesn't always drive action. California was one of the early success stories in tobacco control, and when they reflected back on what was done, there was no science to guide what needed to happen at the population level. And so they tried a few things, a whole bunch of things. They evaluated intensively and then chose what to discard and continue with what worked. And so that is what was ending up. In fact, science then was following action, and we were learning from that to inform future science. Third, we need considerable amounts of infrastructure in order to actually achieve impact. And if we have that infrastructure, it'll allow the kinds of things that Diane was referring to be able to actually have supports in place to be able to conduct good evaluations. Designs that can actually facilitate efficient multi-level data collection. I'll talk about how we actually do collect some data in order to help with multi-level analyses. And then data collection can and needs to, in order to be sustainable, fulfill multiple purposes. So on to SHAPES itself. Its underpinning is research looking at both the content and the processes that we employ. But it's a cycle starting with the orange SMARTE, we call it, the SMARTE model, which is unfortunate in this context, I understand. But what we feel we need to do is some kind of system assessment. It's looking at what is the system that's influencing the issue that's at hand. We get local input in order to decide what are the relevant issues to be addressing and what are the ways that we can best address those. So what are the indicators that they would be interested in? After we collect that data, then there's a process of knowledge synthesis and exchange, and I'll show you a little bit of the feedback that we offer. And this, again, is tailored to the local level. So we collect data in schools, we feed back information to that individual school, and then can aggregate that up to school districts or school boards, as well as health regions, provinces, and nationally. And recognizing that simply pushing information back isn't sufficient to actually guide action, then there's processes in place to mobilize that action, to provide the supports that Diane was referring to make it easier to deal with, identify priorities and activities, and then finally an evaluation and adaptation phase. But all this is organized around the system context and strategy. And just a touch more about those components, that it's important to engage collaborators who are actually connected to and understand what's going on locally, what else is actually happening in that context that we need to consider if we're trying to understand it better. We engage these stakeholders to actually identify some of the key strategies. We work with funders so that they can understand that this will be a more effective use of their dollars than simply going in and, from a top-down approach, deciding what the data are that need to be collected and leaving it at that. Once we're done with the setting, we sort of used it to our benefit, there's no benefit back to the local people, and we want to try and avoid that. And we try to coordinate with complementary alternatives. Quebec is a good example where there are lots of things that are going on, which means researchers like us are approaching schools ad nauseum, and schools are going, wait, I've done a study already this year. I don't need to do two more. If we can coordinate, then we're going to be much better off, and everyone will end up getting better data. I refer to feeding this information back to the individual schools, but then we can aggregate those data to multiple levels in order to be able to inform research that is pertinent, or evaluations that are pertinent to each of those levels. And we've developed a set of validated, reliable modules, both at the student level and at the school level. So we try to assess both what student behaviors and correlates of those behaviors are, as well as what is the environment that is supporting or detracting from healthy behaviors. And we've done that for four sets of modules. We also have some drug and alcohol data collection included, and a sun behaviors study. But essentially it involves, in one class period, having students complete a questionnaire. At the same time, school administrators or a school team completes an assessment that looks at the comprehensive school health model, and then we provide feedback reports to those folks. It's designed to collect data from each student in the classroom or in the school. We do that because our own process evaluation indicated that that's less disruptive to the school than picking and choosing particular classes. We also found when we compared a research grade kind of data collection to what we thought was going to be efficient, in other words, we were sending our own data collectors out for the research grade versus having the school administer the survey, that we got better compliance when it was everyone in the school doing it than picking it. What schools tended to do is we would designate classes for them to complete it. Well, they would choose their own classes, and that made it difficult to get representative samples. We use machine-readable data or materials. We're looking at this point at using electronic means, but currently, in Canada at least, schools don't have sufficient computers or other ways of communicating electronically to make the process particularly efficient. We do the same kind of thing at the school level, and we partnered with a governmental organization, the Joint Consortium on School Health, which is the ministries of health and education from each of the provincial and territorial jurisdictions, plus federal folks, to try and they're trying to coordinate health efforts within the education system, and use their comprehensive school health framework to develop indicators. And this is completed by a set of folks. I realize I'm basically out of time here, so I'll mention that the feedback report is sent back. In the case of the school level, it's immediate because that's online. In the case of the student level, we get feedback back to the schools within 8 weeks, in spite of having some fairly large national studies. And this identifies both the results and relationships between variables within data that were collected, as well as identifying suggestions for interventions that the school might benefit from that are tailored to the results that they've had. And we go on then to support that process in terms of mobilizing action. And I want to mention just two particular examples that, in terms of evaluation, how can we contribute learning from actions that are already in place? One provincial jurisdiction, Manitoba, has recently required that their upper year students, grades 11 and 12, are required now to have phys ed and health credits. And these credits are specifically designed to increase physical activity. Kids actually have to monitor their levels of activity so that they get 30 minutes a day for at least 5 days a week. That's a fairly significant change, but is it going to make a difference? So with data that were collected prior to the policy using SHAPES, we're able to assess what is going on. We supplement that with accelerometer data, and now we're conducting the follow-up to identify both is it effective and what kinds of models of implementation of this new policy are actually working best within particular contexts. We're collecting qualitative data from schools to identify what reactions are so that there can be tweaking to the policy and its implementation. And in terms of knowledge exchange, two provinces have coordinated data with other data that were being collected. We conduct a youth smoking survey biannually in Canada, and on that platform, with provincial surveys in mind or provincial strategies, they actually conducted a census data and a data collection in a census of schools in order to inform those strategies and inform a mobilization process. So thank you, and this simply says, yeah, there's interest in this kind of thing. Projects have been initiated by a variety of stakeholders, including researchers, but also folks from the education system. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.